The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Score Report, where I debate the controversies between the lines. This is your host, DJ Goat, and let's tackle this show together. Welcome back to Score Report. This is your host, DJ Goat, and let's get right into it. So today we're going to talk about what if Derrick Rose never got hurt. So Derrick Rose, born in Chicago, Illinois, 6'2", 200 pounds, you know, he plays point guard. So he ended up going to college in Memphis. You know, he was a stud in high school. He ended up winning McDonald's All-American, Illinois Mr. Basketball in his senior year. So he went to Memphis, where there was some controversy surrounding him and his SAT scores getting invalidated and, you know, all that. But that's not basketball. That's not what we're here for. That is not what we're here for. So goes to Memphis, has a ridiculous first year, no matter all the controversy, you know, any of that. Let's set that aside. So 2008 draft rolls around, and the Chicago Bulls take Derrick Rose number one overall. Let's just say that that's probably that. I mean, it's that was their best pick. That was the best pick they could have, best guy they could have chosen. No doubt. I have no doubt in my mind. So he becomes the first pick of the draft in the 2008 draft. Goes to the Chicago Bulls. Has some injury stuff in the summer league and all that. And he ended up not playing summer league, but he comes back and plays all their preseason games. So he goes, does that, kills it, wins Rookie of the Year. He's the first Bulls player, or he joins two other Bulls players ever to do that. So Michael Jordan and Elton Brand, two all-time players, two Hall of Famers, are the only other Bulls to win Rookie of the Year ever. Jordan in 85, Brand in 2000. He was also the first number one draft pick since LeBron James to win the award. So that would have been 5 years prior, because LeBron James was drafted in 2003, so he would have won it in 2004. And Derrick Rose would have gotten it in 09 because of the 2008-2009 season, his rookie season. So he ended up winning Rookie of the Year. He averaged 17 points on 47.5% field goal shooting. He ended up with 6 assists, which led all rookies, and about 4 rebounds per game. He also ended up winning NBA All-Rookie First Team. So I would say that's a pretty dang good rookie season. So they end up making the playoffs, which is crazy because the Bulls had the first pick, which means the Bulls probably weren't the greatest team of all time that year before. So he takes them and he re-energized them. He just skyrocketed their production, their performance. And they debut against the Boston Celtics his rookie year. And sadly, they were defeated in 7 games by the Celtics. But, I mean, he just killed it that series, averaging 20, which is 3 more points than his regular season average. He ended up with 20 points on 47.5% shooting, and then he also had 6 assists and 5 rebounds per game, which upped his regular season's average by about a rebound per game. They were sadly defeated, but you know what? That's one heck of a rookie season right there. So 2009-2010 season, you know, they roll around, and he started off with an ankle injury. So in his first preseason game, gets his ankle. I think he sprained it, is what happened. So he ended up missing that. He would go on to miss the rest of the preseason, and then he started the season opener. So he ended up playing that season. Sadly, on limited minutes, but his ankle ended up healing. His game just took off. He took off. He ends up killing it that season. Ends up, just killing it. That season, nothing crazy. Stats weren't too much different from the year before. But the one thing that changed was he was elected to his first All-Star game. He wasn't a starter, not yet, but a reserve. So that's still huge, because that was the first Bulls player to be selected to the All-Star game since Michael Jordan in 1998. Bulls, again, made the playoffs at the end of that season, too. Finishing with a record of 41-41. So not great, but 500. That's not, it could have been worse. So the Bulls end up losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers in 5 games in that playoff run. But Rose averages 27 points and 7 assists. In less games, sure. But, I mean, this guy can't... He's, like, 22 years old. Not even... No, he's not even that. He went to college for 1 year, which would have made him 18, 19. And this is his second year. This guy's probably 20 at the time. He's 20. As a 20-year-old, he's dropping 27 points on LeBron's calves. That's just... It's so ridiculous. This guy's so ridiculous at this point. Like, it's so crazy to me what he did in such a little amount of time. That's the end of that season. They lose to the Cavs. Sad. MVP season. Here we go. Derrick Rose, in his third season in the NBA, became the youngest MVP in NBA history. The NBA has been around for probably dang near 100 years at this point. Youngest MVP ever. He starts off the season, when their second game, scoring 39 points. He ends up with 13 assists 2 days later, and then he scored 29 points and had 9 assists over the Lakers. And those are the good Lakers. Those are Kobe's Lakers. And this is prime Kobe. So he's out here killing it. He ends up, you know, making the All-Star team as a starter, finally. The year after he makes his first one, he ends up as a starter the year after that. So he also records his first career triple-double with 22 points, 10 rebounds, and 12 assists. So at the end of the season, he becomes the third player to record in 40 years to record 2,000 points and 600 assists in a season. And the other two were LeBron James and Michael Jordan. So in my opinion, the top two players of all time to ever play in the NBA. Jordan being one, LeBron being two. But that's an argument for another day. He ends up winning MVP this season. Him and Michael Jordan are the only players in Chicago Bull history to win that. At 22 years old and 6 months when he was given the award. So he was 21 earlier that season. 6 months, you know, 8 months, 9 months later, after being 21, he wins MVP. And it was, I mean, come on. Becomes the youngest player ever. Wes Unseld was the other youngest MVP, right, before Derrick Rose. Back in 1968 and 1969 season, Wes Unseld was 23 years old in 2 months. So he beat Wes Unseld by, what is that, 8 months? He beats him by 8 months. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Again, they make the playoffs this year. They beat the Pacers in the first round, beat the Hawks in the second round. They make it to the Eastern Conference Finals where the Bulls play Miami. And this is a whole other controversy here, too. Miami, you know, ends up getting LeBron James in the offseason, and it's a whole big thing about whether he should have stayed and loyalty and this and that. But overall, he ends up going to the Heat. LeBron goes to the Heat. So the Bulls with Derrick Rose play the Miami Heat with LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. Let's just say everyone was praying for the Bulls. Because this is not a great matchup. The poor Bulls. They lost the series in 5 games. Not great. But during the playoffs, during these 2011 playoffs, Rose did average 27 points, but his efficiency was not great. Only shooting 39% from the field and 24% from three. And yeah, this is when tragedy strikes. 2011-2012 season rolls around. Derrick Rose signs a contract extension for 5 years, $95 million. And that was literally 30% of the Bulls' salary cap. 30%. The maximum allowed. They ended up creating a rule called the Derrick Rose rule that basically capped it at 30. So you can't use more than 30% of your team's salary cap on a single player. So that is now dubbed the Derrick Rose rule, because they were willing probably to spend 80% of their salary cap on that guy. So, you know, 2011 season rolls around, he gets his huge extension, they make a whole rule about him because the Bulls were willing to spend all their money on this guy because he's the youngest MVP. He brought them to the playoffs 3 years in a row. This guy is skyrocketing, and it is ridiculous. So that year, 2011-2012 season, Rose ends up becoming an All-Star starter again. For the second consecutive year, third All-Star game in 3 years, he ends up taking the Bulls to the playoffs again. And during game one, in the first round against the 76ers. He ends up jumping and coming down, injuring his left knee. Tries to get up, doesn't go for him. He just immediately had to get helped up off the court after that. So the Bulls were up by 12 points with about a minute 20 to play. Rose had almost had that triple-double. And, yeah, he ended up not coming back in that game. And it didn't end well for Derrick Rose. He ends up getting an MRI, and it reveals that he tore his ACL in his left knee, and he would miss the rest of the playoffs. He had surgery with a recovery time of 8 to 12 months. Wasn't great. You know, that next season, he comes back after a year of rehabbing and doing everything he can, comes back and returns to full contact practice. He was cleared to play, but he did not come back for that season. He did not come back for that 2012-2013 season. The Bulls still they performed pretty well, still making the playoffs, losing to the eventual, you know, NBA final winners in the Miami Heat. Yeah, so not a great situation for D Rose there. Comes back 2013 season. Everyone was waiting for him to come back. He comes back. Yeah, his first game back was a preseason game against the Pacers. You know, nothing crazy. He finished with 13 points, you know, in 20 minutes of play. He did all right. During the preseason, Rose averages 21 points and 5 assists. Still, those are good numbers. Those are great numbers. That's what we're looking for in a player. If I have a player like that, I want him on my squad. I want him starting. That's Derrick Rose numbers. He ends up injuring his right knee. Takes that game off, obviously, gets an MRI, and he tore his meniscus in his right knee, and then he needed surgery again. So first it was his ACL in his left knee, and that was his meniscus in his right knee. So Derrick Rose at this point can't catch a break. It's so sad, and you know, successful surgery, everything, but he was still out for the season. Comes back the next year, injures his knees again. He injures his knee. He ended up having to get more surgery on his right knee. Tore his meniscus again. So that all happens. You know, they work it out. He was trying to come back. He comes up on the 2015-2016 season, where it's his final season with the Bulls. Enters his final season with the Bulls. They, you know, don't make the playoffs. But that next year, Rose is traded to the Knicks, where he tore his meniscus in his left knee. After tearing his meniscus twice in his right knee, ends up tearing his meniscus in his left knee. Yeah, just not a great situation for him. Yeah, so he is out for the season, and then they end up dropping him. He ends up not getting an extension, nothing like that, so he gets dropped, and then the Cavs pick him up. He goes and plays for the Cavs. Nothing, you know, crazy happens. He ends up hurting himself again with a left ankle sprain. And then, they end up not picking up another contract with him. So he moves to the Timberwolves the next year. So he ends up not rediscovering himself, but he ends up doing way better that season. And currently, he returned to the Knicks. So he's currently on the Knicks, and you know, he's doing his best. They signed him and extended him, and he's trying. He ended up with a skin infection this last, you know, month, and he was ruled out for the season, which sucks. Just praying for Derrick Rose. Just this guy doesn't deserve any of the stuff that happened to him. You know what? He's trying his best in Derrick Rose. So, I mean, if Derrick Rose doesn't get hurt, he probably becomes arguably the greatest point guard of all time. But I think the what if is if he didn't get hurt in that first ACL tear, I think the way he plays, I think it's just he's too fast, he's too strong, he can jump too high, you know, for his body to take it. I think no matter what, he ends up getting hurt. You know, you see today's, you know, Ja Morants, guys like that who can, and there's so much wear and tear on their body, it's all bad. And, you know, Ja Morant got hurt this last season, and he's just too athletic, I guess. I don't know. It's it's just kind of like a sucky situation. But yeah, you know, let's say Derrick Rose doesn't get hurt. Honestly, he probably goes on to average 30 points a game a season, averaging somewhere around 6 to 7 assists and, you know, maybe 3 to 4 rebounds. Those are Hall of Fame numbers. He ends up being a Hall of Famer. Maybe the Bulls end up drafting, you know, who they draft. They end up getting Zach LaVine a little bit later and absolutely could have competed for championships. So I wish all the best for D-Rose now, and thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.